is a very welcome decision and ruling by the High Court in London. It falls in line with many of the concerns that we as a party have expressed. Obviously, there's some differences in the issues we face locally throughout Northern Ireland compared to that of England. But nonetheless, it is a starting point for which we can express on a very serious note at a very high level the very real implications that Brexit could have for Northern Ireland. The job of work's ahead of us in terms of the SDLP and the other parties in Northern Ireland is to ensure that the real concerns we have here, as expressed in the High Court in Belfast, are carried forth and put firmly on the agenda with the Supreme Court when it comes to this appeal. But I would say to those out there that we need a united voice from the parties here in Northern Ireland, particularly the parties that are represented in Westminster. That's a message that needs to be hammered hard to the electorate out there, that it's times like this that we need a voice in Westminster.
So what do you hope now will happen in Westminster? Do you hope them MPs will vote again against Brexit?
If we were to go by the indications at the earliest stages prior to the referendum taking place, it would almost suggest that the majority of MPs were in favour of Remain. I understand it's a difficult situation, taken that democracy has ruled and that people have voted to leave by a majority across the entirety of the UK. But do I think it should be triggered? Absolutely not. I think it's going to be devastating for Northern Ireland. I think it's going to be devastating for the peace process. I think it's going to be devastating for the financial and economic economy here. And I think that until there's certainty around those issues, our position remains in the SDLP that we need to ensure that we either prevent Article 50 being triggered or protect the interests of Northern Ireland in the EU.